WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
It's WrestleMania!
Y'all, we are going to get so drunk on wrestling, I'm going to have a hangover on Tuesday. There is, I think, 12 or 14 hours worth of wrestling that's going to air this weekend.
Okay.
Or over the next 5 days.
Of WWE wrestling.
Of WWE wrestling, yes.
Okay, between Raw, SmackDown, that's 5. It's plus 7, that's WrestleMania, so we're at 12 plus 3 for TakeOver, so we're about 15 hours of WWE-centric wrestling. That
and
is
the
on.
Hall of Fame.
And the, okay, so about 18 hours. Of
we are going to binge-watch wrestling, y'all.
And if you, out there, watching at twitch.tv/WTLive, wildtalkradio.com, and recordshow.com, are watching any of the other stuff, Godspeed.
That's you are better people than we are.
Because that's a lot. A lot of wrestling. I mean, I know Impact's doing a show tonight at 11. New Japan Ring of Honor has a show Saturday. MLW's doing... Everyone's doing stuff. I know Devil's Fan is out there. He's going to like 15 shows WrestleMania weekend. That's insane.
Devil's Fan, you are a stronger person than I am.
That is insane. Congrats and Godspeed.
Have lots of fun.
Have lots of fun.
Enjoy yourself,
so,
please.
There's all that. By the way, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, our record show, Ellen's Ward. We have a lot to get into. There's so much to do. There's 15 matches for WrestleMania that we know of. And there's going to be more than that.
Oh my God, why?
Because why? People need to do things.
Okay, that's true. So, We're going to do the show a little bit differently tonight. Normally we do news in the opening segment and then we kind of talk about things, but because WrestleMania is 7 hours long, has 15 matches, and plus we're also talking about TakeOver later in the show, and we'll probably have an analyst and the assistant to the regional manager analyst joining us, whatever his title is. Uh-huh. We are not doing news. We are not doing NXT of a official capacity. We'll probably talk about it a little bit when we talk about TakeOver. We're not talking about SmackDown. As far as I'm aware, there is no Tweet of the Week, but that may be an audible. We'll have to see. And yeah, so we are not doing a standard show. This is just going to be our pick'em of WrestleMania, where we are talking about the show, and then later we're going to be talking about TakeOver. So, everybody buckle up. Regular format will be back next week.
Kind of.
But this week, because this show is so big and so long, we had to cut as much as we could, so that way it's not everybody sitting here 4 years as we go through everything. So, did it for y'all, did it for me, because I also have to get up and go to work tomorrow.
She didn't let me get in, that's what she said joke, but I say it anyway. Let's get into the show, because it's a lot.
So, Sunday, WrestleMania 35, the night we've all been waiting for, is here, guys. It's Wrestling Christmas. It's officially come.
Yeah, but here's the thing. For the first time since 2000, we don't know if Santa's even gonna be there.
We don't know if Santa Taker is coming. He may not. We just have to, you know, concentrate really, really hard and maybe we'll get a rise out of him.
Leaving that alone.
So we'll have to see.
We're leaving that one alone. Not gonna touch it.
Well, I mean, it hasn't risen yet. You have to concentrate, and then, you know, once it rises, then you can touch it.
Then you can touch it, then you can play with it, and everyone gets excited, and then... Anyway, focus. Anyway. So yeah, WrestleMania. It's gonna be hosted by Alexa Bliss. It's gonna have a musical guest in Elias. And according to Sims, because somebody wanted it, this is where Santa shows up and faces Elias.
That didn't happen. That doesn't count.
It's not official. It happened, though.
It's not official. It's some bullshit. It's a lie. The computer is in league with the eight ball.
But that's what you asked for, right?
It's a lying whore.
You watched it. You witnessed it. You saw it.
I half watched it because I was working while I was watching it, but yes.
But you saw the outcome. You saw who won.
Nobody won.
Elias beat The Undertaker, so...
It's a lie.
So
it's
officially,
an utter lie.
And that could be a thing. Anyway.
Here's the... All right. I'm going to say this. If that's a thing, then they have way more faith in Elias than I ever thought they did. Because to put a third loss on The Undertaker at WrestleMania, that would be huge still.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. If Taker shows up, he's just going to beat up Elias. It's not going to be an official match. But that's what would go down. But there are matches that are official that will go down on this show. But there's one that's not official yet that that no one knows about.
And why are we talking about it?
Because we may actually see him, even though he says we can't see him. John Cena is possibly going to be on this show in a match of some sort.
He could be facing Elias.
He could. I mean, that would be a callback to last year. I mean, that could happen. I doubt it. There's a lot of talk. It could be Lars Sullivan. Because that was the original plan at some point until Lars had his issue. So that could be a thing. You never know. But just throwing it out there, he's going to be on this show. But things we do know about, what are they?
Well, the thing that we know is on the pre-show, we will see the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Which features Braun Strowman, Colin Joss, Michael Che of Saturday Night Live fame, Andrade, Apollo Crews, Titus O'Neil, Breeze, Jinder Mahal, No Way Jose, Bubba Roode, Chad Gable, Kalisto, Grand Metal League, Lindsay Dorado, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Heath Slater, Rhino, Victor, Connor, Ali, Shelton Benjamin, Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, Matt Hardy, yes, Jeff Hardy, Otis, Tucker, and EC3. This comes down to either two people, Braun or Mustafa Ali. Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I could also see them potentially giving it to someone like EC3, or they give it to a surprise entrance that has not been named yet, because I'm sure we will have more people from NXT.
Could be. Probably have a couple NXT people in there. I mean, there could be a cult leader in this battle. No?
He's never coming back. He's left me.
He's left you. He's not making a thing.
He's not making a thing. He won't be back. Even though he's there, and he just got his hair trimmed. Hopefully he tanned his head. I very much doubt he's showing up in the Battle Royal, but he could. I mean, realistically, all joking aside, because whenever I say he's not coming back, obviously I'm joking. Please don't yell at me on Twitter. I feel like he could. I mean, but at this point, I feel like I've said that so many times where it's like, well, this is the moment, or this is the opportunity, or this should be when he comes back, or we should anticipate to see him, that he never shows up. And I'm almost to the point that I'm ready to give up on him just because, and that is serious, because it's like, he's just gone. Like, I don't know where he is. I don't even know if he's coming back. Like, he shows up on Twitter every now and again, but it's like, where is he?
Right.
I mean, I have to get this out. So my withdrawal has hit the point in this entire process where I finally broke down and watched the Wyatts versus the Shield. And I like actually almost like cried because there was a point where I was like, where Bray Wyatt was badass, like utterly badass with the family and in the whole nine yards. And the gimmick was so good and it was so awesome and just everything was going his way. And it's like, where did that guy go? Where did he vanish to? Where did the family go? Where did what happened?
The lake of reincarnation.
That goddamn lake. So help me God, I will drain it. But I mean, realistically, seriously, what happened? Because it's just, you look at him then and you look at him now, or you look at him the last time we saw him, and it's like, what? Like, I understand the gimmick evolves and changes and he does that to stay fresh and to stay creatively stimulated, and I understand and respect that, but at the same time, it's like, what happened? Because this is more than just him changing the gimmick. This is more than him just staying fresh. This is just, we took a wrong turn at Albuquerque somewhere, and now we're here.
Injuries happen, and that's the honest truth. Injuries caught up to him. And they may have kept him off longer than they should have for creative reasons, but injuries caught up to him, both in his push coming out of certain WrestleManias and coming back after SummerSlam. So that's sort of where we're at with him. All right, getting back into it. Who wins?
You know what? I'm going to say EC3.
Because she wants the point. April, will EC3 win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? As that goes, don't count on. Will Mustafa Ali win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal? April says that Mustafa Ali will win it. I'm going to go Mustafa. Yeah, I'll go Mustafa Ali.
Brent, he's not dead. You have to do a show with me later. Don't make me yell at you.
So there you go. What's next?
Up next, we have the Ovary Cup in the pre-show, as we'll have the Women's Battle Royal.
Featuring Asuka, Carmella, Naomi, Lana, Mandy Rose, Sonya Deville, Nikki Cross, Dana Brooke, Ruby Riott, Liv Morgan, Sarah Logan, Mickey James, and Lena Vega, and a multitude of people from NXT.
I'm just going to say this. I want Nikki Cross to win.
Damn it, that was going to be my pick.
I want her, like, somebody out of the box, somebody you're not expecting, or someone like Bianca Belair, someone you're not expecting that comes kind of out of left field that you're like, oh yeah, that's cool that they're there, but you don't think they're actually going to win, and they win, and you're like, all right, that's really different. Like, that's what I want, desperately. I don't think I'm going to get it, but that's what I want.
I was going to go Nikki Cross. I really was.
I just want her to, like, tackle the trophy and break the trophy.
All right, so you're going Nikki?
Scottish Honey Badger it is.
8-Ball, will Nikki Cross win the Women's Battle Royal at WrestleMania? 8-Ball agrees with you. Since you took me and Nikki Cross, I'm going to take Mandy Rose, because I want the points.
Careful. Otis might get mad at you.
I know. Okay, speaking of that, okay, really quick. Going on the SmackDown, Otis shot his shot at Mandy Rose in the 18-person tag team match.
It was so hilarious.
It was great. I love Otis. Otis is the man. All right, what's next?
Up next, as my headset falls off my head, we have the Cruiserweight Championship going down, where we have Buddy Murphy taking on Tony Nese and his abs.
So, all I know is Buddy Murphy turned on Tony Nese after Tony Nese won the tournament. That's as far as my knowledge 205 Live goes. I don't watch it. I don't have time to watch it. So, with that said, I wish it was Mike Kanellis, because he's the only one I can actually kind of know about from 205 Live based on Twitter and stuff. Well, Buddy Murphy retains.
I don't know enough about this to say anything about the feud, and I'm with Rock, unfortunately. I just do not have time to watch all the wrestling that I probably could watch, and sacrifices have to be made. So, unfortunately, 205 Live is one, NXT UK is the other. As much as I would love to watch both, I legit do not have the time to watch everything. So I'm going to go with Buddy Murphy, just because it's he's the champion and that's it. I mean, I'm sure I know Tony Nese is incredibly talented, but I don't know enough about the feud to figure out.
It just doesn't resonate. Like, it just doesn't. There hasn't been that story that catches your eye, whether you follow the product or not. It hasn't made the rounds where it's like, yes, this needs to be a thing. And that's unfortunate. 8-Ball, will Tony Nese win the Cruiserweight title at WrestleMania? Don't count on it. So 8-Ball is on our side. So
For now.
So I need to hit a bumper now for our next matchup. Okay?
Okay.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
Yes, I know I jumped ahead on one, but I want to get
through. You're a dick, number one. Well played. Okay. So, heading to the main show, what we're talking about is Rey Mysterio versus Samoa Joe. And the reason why we play the injury roundup sounder, because Rock is a jerk, is because supposedly there is a rumor going around that that Rey Mysterio has injured his ankle and will not be able to compete at WrestleMania.
Hashtag blame Brent.
So there's that. I hope Ray feels better. If it is injured, I hope he's okay to compete, because that would really suck.
He posted on Instagram that with the praying hands that he just hoped they compete on Sunday. If he's able to compete on Sunday, who wins?
Oh, God.
I'm going Samoa Joe.
But it's Mania. Like, it all depends on how hurt the ankle is, because it's like Ray could probably, like, lace it up.
And go.
And then, like, get beat up, and then he goes out with the injury. Like, they could completely do that, and that's how they write him off TV. But it's Mania, and it's Ray. I almost have to go with Ray. I really seriously do, just because it's WrestleMania, and it's Rey Mysterio.
And if you really want a surprise, have John Cena be the replacement opponent against Samoa Joe WrestleMania for the U.S. title. Ha, that'd be funny. We'll see.
And he wins.
Mm-hmm. I'm going Samoa Joe. 8-Ball, will Samoa Joe retain the U.S. title over Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania? May rely on it. All right. Now go to the other one I skipped over.
All right. The Raw Tag Team Championship match got added today.
Yep.
Because we don't have enough.
Don't have enough.
And so you have the Revival taking on Hawkins and Ryder for the titles. And you have an interesting theory about this.
So I've been saying this for weeks on the post show every Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern. That, like, they brought Hawkins and Ryder together, and it's like, they're doing a losing gimmick. And they started doing it, like, it was a couple weeks they kept losing on TV. The one week they screwed up with Zach's name and whatever. Like, they could have kept that gimmick going on Raw, like, even if that's them being shut out from Raw, or, you know, kept them on TV. Instead, this was an internet angle on .com this week, where Hawkins and Ryder asked for a title match against the Revival. It's New York City. It's WrestleMania. As we've learned, streaks die at WrestleMania. They don't have to be winning streaks. They can also be losing streaks. Kurt Hawkins, in his hometown, wins for the first time in 256 matches. Perfect. It's a perfect story. It's a big pop. Everyone goes crazy. They lose the belts in a week. But it's a nice boost for one night. It's like Ryder winning the title a couple of years ago. It's a big WrestleMania moment. This would be a big WrestleMania moment, especially for a guy like Kurt Hawkins, who's very underrated and all that, in his hometown. You can do this on the pre-show. You can do this early on in the show. It's a big pop. The match doesn't have to be 10 minutes, 15 minutes long. It can be 5, 6 minutes. But you put them out there, big pop, everyone's good to go. I'm going Hawkins and Ryder.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. It's, you give them the moment, you give them the match, and you just let them do the thing. And then you can always take the belts off of them. But for one night, you let them have that shining moment in their hometown. So yeah, Hawkins and Ryder for the feel-good moment.
8-Ball, will Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins win the tag team titles at WrestleMania? Okay, they're on board for it. Okay.
The 8-Ball is being generous tonight.
So far, we still have 99 more matches to go. So what's
right.
Next? What is next?
Up next, we have the match that everybody's looking forward to. Bobby Lashley taking on the Demon Finn Balor.
The entrance everyone is looking forward to seeing. So this one, okay.
What the hell was that?
I have no idea what the hell that was. Weird. Okay. Thank you, Skype, for being weird.
Anyway, so, I think everybody's looking more forward to the entrance than
that's why I said it was the most looking forward to entrance of the night. So let's think about this. Timing wise, this can't go on right away because the sun's setting, you need it to be a little dark. So this needs to be on around 8:30. What in the world is going on?
Is somebody trying to call into the show?
No. What is going on, Skype?
What is it doing?
It's being weird at the moment.
Being very weird at the moment.
They're listening in. They're listening in.
WWE is tapping our stuff, y'all.
You can hear the phone tap. That's not a lie. They're tapping in. Okay, so it has to go on about 8:30, 9 o'clock, I would assume, based on you need darkness for the entrance because it's smoke and everything like that, right? That sound about right? So it should be like 4th or 5th on the card, on the main show, right? Sometimes 3rd, 4th, and somewhere around there. It can't open because it's too light.
No, this needs as much darkness as possible. It's kind of like Taker and Bray's entrances. They just don't work in the daylight. Like, they really don't, but in the night and in the darkness, yeah, this, whatever they're going to do for Finn, which hopefully they do something big for Finn, because it is the first time the Demon will have shown up at WrestleMania. We've been waiting like 3 years for it. Hopefully they do something really spectacular.
Again, this matchup does not need to be 15 minutes. This needs to be about 10 minutes long. Mm-hmm. You hit all the high points, because we've seen this matchup multiple times. It's a thing.
Finn Balor should win.
The Demon never loses, so I'm going Finn. You're going?
I'm going Finn. He's bringing the Demon out, unless you're going to have Bobby Lashley lash up and, like, take down the Demon. That's the only thing I can figure, but Demon, or Finn's breaking it out. We haven't seen it. When was the last time we saw the Demon?
SummerSlam, wasn't it?
So yeah. Was it?
Yeah. Remember they randomly pulled it out of SummerSlam?
Oh yeah, that's right. It's been a while. Demon doesn't lose.
Abel, will Finn Balor win the Intercontinental title on Sunday? Oh, it's better not tell you. It's going Lashley. Lashley. Anyway, next.
That didn't take long for it to be turned to a traitor's whore.
Nope.
Anyway, moving on, we have Randy Orton taking on AJ Styles. This is an interesting matchup.
This is, in terms of promo battles, this has had some of the best promo battles in a WrestleMania build-up in a while. Because they've been just taking shots left and right. We've had TNA mentions, we've had Dixie Carter mentions, we've had Starroid mentions. We've had it all in this build-up.
We had Bray Wyatt get dropped in this promo battle.
Well, the Wyatt family.
And Bray.
Yeah.
Side note, Randy Orton ruined Bray Wyatt's life. Pass it on.
Flipper Flop AJ Styles edition coming somewhere. This will be good. Randy, you can tell Randy likes this. This is a fresh matchup for Randy. They've done this once, I think. And that's about it. And that was all on SmackDown. So it's a really fresh matchup. When Randy's motivated, you can tell he's motivated. You can tell in this build-up, he's motivated. So hopefully on Sunday, he's motivated to put on a pretty good show.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, we're seeing a different Randy Orton than what we normally see. He actually wants to be in this program. He wants to actively participate in this program. And so because of that, we're going to get probably a really, really good match out of Randy on Sunday. Plus it's Mania. But, I mean, he's super into this. Because he gets to play the part that he loves to play. He gets to be the villain. Randy doesn't like to be a good guy. He likes to be the bad guy. He's very good at it. So he's getting to be the perfect villain to AJ Styles, the hero. So it's a really nice balance, the way that they're doing this and the way that they're writing this. I love that he's taking shots at AJ's history. And I love that Dixie Carter keeps, like, injecting herself into this.
It's great. In terms of winner, going into SmackDown, I was going, Randy's winning, Randy's winning, Randy's winning. But then AJ got laid out on SmackDown. So it's like, oh, do I go AJ here? I mean,
I feel like it's going to be AJ just to shut Randy up.
Yeah, I mean, that works in terms of a pick. I don't know. My gut is telling me Randy. I don't know why it's telling me Randy. So I'm going Randy. Because that's just my gut feeling on this show. It's like, I have a lot of baby faces winning. A heel needs to get one. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. You're going AJ?
Yeah, I'll go with AJ. Gotta go with my hometown boy.
Magic 8-Ball. Will AJ Styles be Randy Orton at WrestleMania? Most likely. Okay.
Mm. Okay. Alright. Up next, in another very heated contest, you have Shane McMahon taking on The Miz in a Falls Count Anywhere match. This should be really good.
It's Shane McMahon out of WrestleMania.
Something stupid is going to happen.
Everyone questioned if he could hang with AJ Styles a couple years ago, and he proved he could. Miz is not AJ Styles. Miz works a little slower pace, which would be good for Shane McMahon. The fact that it's false count anywhere makes it even better for Shane McMahon. Also makes it a lot worse for Shane McMahon because he's going to do something stupid.
He's going to do something completely stupid. They're in New York. It's WrestleMania. And yeah, he's going to do something stupid. He's probably going to go flying off the Tron or something again.
He's going to jump off the stick. I think I've heard it's like going to be the Skyline or something.
I don't know. I worry about Shane on a lot of levels. But for this purpose, Miz is going to make him look like $1 million. I'm sure they've been working on the match together to make sure it's 100% perfect. But yeah, this should be very, very good, very entertaining.
By the way, I can't
wait for it.
This feud has brought the return of sanity to television.
Yeah, they found sanity. They're Shane's lackeys, but they found them.
Their new Mean Street Posse is sanity.
Hey, you know what? It gets Nikki Cross's husband back on the road. Let's all be thankful for that.
And she's very thankful for that as well. In terms of a winner, Shane usually does the job.
Yeah, I feel like this is Miz's match to win because they lost. Shane turned on Miz.
At Fastlane.
So, because Miz lost. They lost the titles. They lost the rematch because of the Miz. I feel like Miz redeems himself here. Because I can't imagine this feud going to the next pay-per-view, but it could.
Anything is possible.
Because, I mean, realistically, depending on who wins the title match, you could eventually point Miz at Daniel Bryan again as the champion for the title.
You could.
Or you point him at Kofi. We'll have to see.
You're going Miz?
I'm going Miz.
Yeah, I'll go Miz. 8-ball, will Shane McMahon beat the Miz at WrestleMania? It's going Shane McMahon. Okay. All right. Next.
Up next.
I'm sorry.
I'm not looking forward to this at all. Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre. I hate to poo-poo it. I hate to be down on it. But this feud has just been meh at best. And...
It's going to be Roman. It's trying to be too personal for personal sake. If it's strictly a in-ring heated battle between the two, that'd be fine. But the fact that they brought the cancer stuff into this and everything like that, it doesn't hook me. I can't. I'm sorry. Roman Reigns wins. 8-ball, does Roman Reigns beat Drew McIntyre? It is, sir. There you go. Because it is. It really is. I know we should talk more about it, but it doesn't draw me in.
It doesn't do anything for me. Like, they've been trying really hard with it. I know they have, but it's been very random. I didn't like that they brought the cancer stuff into it at all. I don't like that you've got Drew calling him Joe. I really don't like that at all. Just for me personally, because it is a little too shattering of the illusion. Like, once was like, okay, all right, maybe, but because you've had it repeated, it's like, yeah, no, I feel like it's a little confusing to people just because it's like not everybody realizes that Joe is his first name, his actual first name. Everybody knows him as Roman, just call him Roman, you know? So that's just me. Like, this whole feud has just been very bizarre, and I would look for maybe Ambrose to possibly play a factor in this.
You could.
Because he's nowhere on this card. He is getting ready to leave, supposedly. So he could either help Roman win, or he could cost Roman the match.
We'll have to see. All right. What's next?
Next, in the match that everybody is pissed off about, very controversial, you have, and I'm actually skipping... two, so we'll come back to that because that's where I went.
okay. I was like,
Kurt
wait.
Angle.
I was like, wait. I was going to ask you, what was controversial about the one? Okay, nice. Go.
Kurt Angle taking on Baron Corbin in his retirement match, his very last match ever at WrestleMania in wrestling period, and he's giving it to Baron Corbin, which a lot of people are pissed off about. Including his wife. And a lot of people have lobbied for this match to be changed. They don't feel it's on the caliber of Kurt's level to retire to Baron Corbin. And I feel really bad for Baron Corbin right now. Like, I truly, truly do. Like, even though he's trying to own it in his own way, it's gotta suck, man, that, like, you get tapped to, like, retire Kurt Angle and everybody's, like, booing the crap out of you and hating on you and shitting all over you because, you know, they don't feel you're worthy. Like, that has to suck.
It does.
So, and I don't think this is Baron Corbin's choice at all. Like, I don't think he got a say in this. I think he literally just showed up to work and they're like, yeah, oh, hey, by the way, you're facing Angle at Mania. And he's retiring.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's exactly how that went. So, Corbin's going to win. I think that's a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. And Kurt retires.
Kurt wins.
It's his last match.
Kurt wins. 3 minutes. Ankle lock. Tap out.
But they always go out on their back.
Not always. I introduce you to Trish Stratus.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going Kurt Angle wins. Taps him out in 3 to 5 minutes. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
I say Baron. I say they give Baron the nod, especially with all the crap that's been going on, just because you can take that heat and you can use it with Baron because he's already a heel and hopefully do more with him and make him a little bit more interesting. Please, God.
Do you really want them to keep coming out and have him say every week, my client, Baron Corbin, retired Kurt Angle?
It's better than the one in 21-1.
Is it, though?
Yes. It is. It's a lot better. You have no idea how painful it is, I'm sure, to me and a lot of people that every time they flash Taker's record, it's 24-2. Like, you have no idea how much my soul hurts seeing that number. Where they're like, up until this point, The Undertaker was perfect, and then he stupidly went against Brock Lesnar, and well, it all went to hell from there. Like, y'all don't know. You just don't know. Unless you're an Undertaker fan, you don't know. You just don't.
All right, so 8-Ball, will Kurt Angle win this Sunday for his final match at WrestleMania? Most likely.
Language. All right, moving on. The Women's Tag Team Championship, the inaugural defense of the titles on WrestleMania,
thank you.
Will feature the Boston Hug Connection defending their titles against Nia Jax and Tamina, the Iconics, and the Glam Squad. Divas of Doom, Beth Phoenix and Natalya.
That rule out Nia Jax and Tamina. They have no business winning. Really shouldn't be in this matchup because they're sloppy workers and they're going to take the level of this matchup down a little bit. But I digress. As we saw on Monday, Beth Phoenix still got it. I am a little mad that they wasted a spot on Monday with the spear through the barricade, which they could have saved for WrestleMania as a big pop. But I digress.
Mom is back in a big way. I don't know how long Beth Phoenix is staying around for. I don't really care. I want her and Natty to win. Here's why I want her and Natty to win. It's because Beth Phoenix, God love her, put up with an unbelievable amount of shit. Same with Natalya in the Divas era. They all did. All the women did. Don't get me wrong. Like, they were all treated horribly in that era where they were essentially nothing more than tits, ass, and, you know, a little eye candy for everything else. Like, they weren't valued. They weren't used. And Natty and Beth especially were just treated horribly. So I would like, for me, as a old school fan, and plus Beth had probably like the saddest retirement, like she just one day she just quit and that was it. I don't care if it's a week to 2 weeks. I just really want to see Beth and Natty get those titles because to me, it's a long time coming for them, especially. The gimmick never got its due when they were together. And it's just, it needs to be a thing. On every level, it needs to be a thing.
Yep. I agree. But I'm not going to go with Natty and Beth. I can see it. Like, I can legitimately see it happening. I can see them going, hey, they need to win this matchup. But
think about it like this.
Go ahead.
Jim Neidhart is going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I know. That was where I was headed. It's like, I can see it. It's the Neidhart weekend. It's the Anvil weekend. And then at whatever the May pay-per-view is, you can do the rematch. You could do the rematch there.
Mm-hmm.
And put the belts back on Boston Hog because they're your long-term champions.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I'll still go Boston Hog. I'm going Boston Hog. You're going Divas of Doom?
Mm-hmm.
Will the Divas of Doom win the tag team titles at WrestleMania? Okay. Will Boston Hog keep the belts at WrestleMania? Will Nia and Jackson Tamina win the belts at WrestleMania?
It's fired.
It picked Nia and Tamina.
It's so fired.
Okay, then.
Moving on. No holds barred. The Battle of the Bitter Exes. Triple H takes on Batista. And if Triple H loses, his career is over. I just would like to personally thank Dave Bautista for giving us Dick Hunter back. I have missed that very much and have found it highly entertaining, so appreciate it. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, it's Hunter's been a dick. Hashtag Triple H movement. It's been a thing. They're sort of downplaying this matchup, especially the career thing. It's sort of been a thing, but it's not a thing. I find it hard that Triple H is going to lose.
On one hand, I can completely see it because he got hurt in Saudi Arabia.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting older, and he has a whole new career path in front of him in terms of being an executive and eventually taking over the company once Vince either retires or passes away. I don't think it's any secret to anybody that Hunter is going to get that. Hunter and Steph collectively, but mainly Hunter. He will run the wrestling side of the business. So he needs to be able to concentrate on that. And one of the things that has to potentially go is working in ring at least full time. Now, there's nothing saying that he can't Ric Flair it and he can come back. But I feel like, especially with Shawn saying he's done and there's no chance of him coming back, Taker's probably in the realm of 10 years of retiring. Because good Lord, we all know the man's going to go forever. But Taker's pretty much done, with the exception of one match a year, if we're lucky. And yeah, I mean, I feel like there are people on the roster he could wrestle. Like, there's still plenty of money on the table for him. I just don't know if it's intriguing enough for him to want to still do it.
Yeah.
Although I still want my Triple H Bray Wyatt feud, goddammit.
That's all good and stuff, but Hunter's finally beating Batista.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I can agree with that.
Too. Let's be real. Hunter's finally beating Batista. That's what's
going to
happen.
They had him finally beat Taker, so I feel like he's going to beat Batista, too.
April, will Triple H win at WrestleMania? Says Ask Ellen later. April, will Batista win at WrestleMania? Most likely.
Still fired.
Next.
Up next, you have the SmackDown Tag Team Championship on the line as the Usos take on Shinsuke Nakamura and Rusev, Ricochet and Aleister Black, and The Bar. I don't want it to be Ricochet and Aleister Black. I still do not want that to be a thing. I don't want them to be tag champs. That's just, I love them together. They're adorable together. Don't get me wrong. I just don't want them to win the titles because then they're stuck together as a tag team and they're both so good individually that they shouldn't just be smashed into a tag team. They just shouldn't be. So I don't necessarily want it to be The Bar. Just because they've had it a lot recently and they've sort of been the defaults for the Usos. So, you know what? Give it to Shinsuke and Rusev.
Damn it. That's where I was going. Yeah, it makes more sense to go in that direction. Because Usos are the Usos. Again, Ricochet and Aleister don't need them. The Bar don't need them. Give Rusev and Shinsuke something to do. It'd be a surprise when...
Wait. We have breaking news.
All right. What's the breaking news?
Apparently, Zack Ryder is getting hitched.
Hot damn.
Him and Chelsea Green got engaged, so congratulations to the happy couple. It's a Blame Omega.
Today, or yesterday, was her birthday, so that makes that's sort of smart on his part. It would suck if they break up, because that ruins her birthday. But yeah, good stuff. Out there, I'm going with Shinsuke and Rusev. You're going Shinsuke and Rusev.
Yep.
Abel, will the Usos retain this Sunday at WrestleMania? Will Shinsuke and Rusev win the titles at WrestleMania? There you go. 8-Ball agrees.
It's trying to suck up.
It is.
It knows it's in trouble, and it's trying to suck up. It's not working. Moving on from that, Kofi Mania is here. After 11, 12 years, Kofi Kingston is getting his shot in the spotlight. He's taking on Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship. I know it's super predictable to have Kofi win.
Yeah, it is.
But I feel like they need to do the thing.
It's very predictable.
Pull the trigger on Kofi, do the thing, give him the championship.
It's way too predictable. It's legit way too predictable.
It's way too predictable, but depending on what happens in the last two matches, you want to give fans that feel-good moment. And you know you're not going to get it in Brock and Seth. There's a possibility you could get it in the women, but they could also absolutely piss the crowd off depending on who wins. Because I'm just going to say this right now before we get there. If anyone but Becky Lynch wins that match, people are going to be livid. So you need something to get the crowd up and get them excited and get them happy. And the very last thing you want to have them do is just go apeshit before you're ready for them to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's really too predictable. And I hate saying that, but it's way too predictable. And the situation is, Are you going to burn the crowd out on a Kofi win and not have the crowd there for the Becky win?
But I feel like you could have them there for the Becky win.
You can, especially this won't be late in the show. This will probably be midway through the show as like the halfway point, a big pop moment halfway through the show. That would make sense. So you the rest of the night to build back up to the Becky win. That would make the most sense, realistically. Are there scenarios in my head where Daniel Bryan wins this belt and Kofi Kingston taps out? Without question. And that would be great television and great dramatics, and there's going to be a lot of close near falls in this one. Like, Daniel Bryan is going to work his ass off to make Kofi Kingston look like $1 million, even though he don't need it. He's going to make him look like $1 million.
I think the goal for everybody in the locker room is to get Kofi to Mania, to a main event match at Mania, and to get him a title. I feel like this is a collective group goal that they're all trying to do this for him. And Brian's going to do his part. Now, whether Kofi wins or not, that's up to the back office. But Kofi, everybody is trying to help Kofi get to where they want him to be and where he wants to be. And they've succeeded so far. They've got him in a main event match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
So I know it's predictable. I know it's uber predictable, but sometimes uber predictable is okay.
I don't disagree.
I just feel like if you're going to do it, if you're really seriously considering it, now is absolutely the time. The crowds are ready. Everybody's ready. Everybody has bought into this match and this. And, you know, the idea of Kofi winning, whereas a year ago, I don't think anybody would have bought into that
3 months
at all, even 6 months ago.
3 months ago.
So they've done a really fantastic job of building this up. And it's time. Even if it's a short reign, even if Kofi only has it for a couple months, that's fine. Let Daniel have a little bit of a break because he's had it since SummerSlam. Let him regroup, and then he and Kofi can go to the next pay-per-view, and Kofi could either lose it, or they do the blow-off at whatever the June pay-per-view is, and you go from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So...
You're going Kofi?
I'm going Kofi. I have to buy into the hype.
I'll go Kofi. 8 ball, does Kofi Kingston win at WrestleMania? You want to read that?
It's still fired.
It's an outlook not so good.
It's totally fired. F the 8 ball. It's completely fired. Up next, I'm half looking forward to this, half not looking forward to this. You have the Universal Championship on the line as Brock Lesnar takes on the Beast Slayer, Seth Rollins. It's going to be Brock. I'm sorry. It's going to be Brock. All the way, twice on Sunday. I love Seth to death, but it's going to be Brock.
Monday night's angle sold it Brock's winning because Roman Reigns is going to get his belt back. It sucks for Seth Rollins because he could have got this belt, but Seth laying out Brock, it didn't seem right with me.
It's going to be a really good match, don't get me wrong, but it's going to be a quick match, and ultimately I just don't see Seth winning. I feel like they're going to do what they always do with Brock, which is LOL, Brock wins, because they're just not ready to take that title off of him. They're just not.
Oh, something always happens and Brock keeps that belt. Brock's keeping it. I hate saying it because I want the points. Brock's keeping that belt. I'm going Brock. You're going Brock?
I'm going Brock.
8 balls, Brock Lesnar retaining the title on Sunday. Is Seth Rollins winning the belt on Sunday? It's thinking. Is this? Oh, it says it. All right. I'm going to stop you here. By the way, you're listening to Rack Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, RackRadioShow.com, Twitch.tv/WTLive. I'm throwing in a tweet of the week. Just one. One simple tweet a week. No intro, no nothing.
Okay.
From Luke Harper. I hit a Michinoku driver from the ape into the floor at Access tonight. That's where I'm at.
Go, Luke!
There you go.
We're proud of you.
All right. Now on to the main event.
On to the main event. The historic first time ever the women will be closing the show. Both titles, Raw and SmackDown, will be on the line. This is a winner-take-all type situation. You have your champions, Ronda Rousey and Charlotte Flair, taking on each other and Becky Lynch for these titles. This match has been built beautifully. This feud has been wonderful. Everything about it has been perfect.
Have there been some bumps? Yeah, but the road has been solid. They've taken you on a journey. Becky's promos on SmackDown was spot on. She changed the game at SummerSlam, turning on Charlotte, and everything sort of hit from there. Becky got put in a situation where she was going to face Ronda Survivor Series, got injured, and now this is where we're at. The popularity skyrocketed. Now, Vince McMahon aside, Becky Lynch deserves to be in the main event of WrestleMania along with Charlotte and Ronda, even though in storyline it's the opposite way around. These three women are going out with a mission. They know they have the hardest job in the world. 16 matches on a show already. They're last. They're going on at 11:15 Eastern, if not later.
Please, God, don't let it be later. I will fall asleep.
They know they have a hard job in front of them. But I think these three ladies, in this moment, in this spotlight, are going to be ready.
I feel like the full intent is for them to tear the house down, to bring the crowd back one more time, which I think they will come back for it and absolutely show why they deserve to be where they're at. I know this match has been worked on. I know just given the talent that is in that ring, this should be really, really good. You have the history between Becky and Charlotte. You have the history between Becky and Ronda. You've got a building history between Charlotte and Ronda. But just those two first factors right there are everything. And that's going to tell the story in the match, which is Becky Lynch is going to try and overcome not only Charlotte, but Ronda as well.
And here's
that's a feat in and of itself.
It is. And here's the best part about this matchup, right?
Mm-hmm.
They all have submission.
Yep, sure do.
And that draws a crowd in, especially when there are submissions that always win. So Becky tries to escape the armbar. Ronda tries to escape the armbar. Someone escapes the figure four. Everyone's on the edge of their seat. There's built-in drama right there and then. And that is why this is going to be really good. Will it be the best match of the night? Probably. I mean, Kofi and Daniel have a chance to be really good. There's a lot of candidates for match of the night. But these women are on a mission. Becky's on a mission. Charlotte's on a mission. And Ronda Rousey's one goal, love her or hate her, was to make this happen.
This is history. This is a make it or break it moment for them, because it's, if this goes really, really poorly for them, they will never get the main event of WrestleMania ever again. It will never happen. At least not in their career span.
Mm-mm.
So it's now or never. Prove your worth. Prove you deserve to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Not just that the fans say that you do, but prove it to management, because that's actually, at least in terms of what's going on politically backstage, that's what this is. You know, everybody has pushed for this. They've gotten it. Now it's prove you deserve to be where you're at, that you're worthy of the spot, because I feel like there are still people in that company that feel the women do not deserve to be where they're at. So every time they get something like this, they have to make sure they knock it out of the park. Like they have to. And so there is a personal mission behind the scenes to make sure this is perfect, to make sure this is epic. And I feel like they will get there, because all three of these women are so driven that it's going to happen.
Who's winning?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I said it before and I will say it again. If anybody not named Becky Lynch wins this match, people are going to riot. People are absolutely going to riot. If Charlotte wins, they may have to get her police escort out of that building. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not trying to imply anything. I'm not trying, certainly not trying to threaten her at all. But I'm just saying people will be livid if Charlotte wins. Ronda, I feel like people will be pissed, but not as pissed as if Charlotte wins.
Watching The Sims on Wednesday afternoon, Charlotte holding up those belts, it's possible.
It's entirely possible. And I mean, it's like, this is Becky's match to lose. Like, everybody's expecting Becky to win. It's the predictable answer. And like I've said with Kofi, sometimes predictable is best. You've built Becky to this point. She's pretty much at the height of her popularity. She's maintaining now. So it's, do you pull the trigger on Becky and have her win both titles to shut Ronda and Charlotte up? Or do you have it where, well, Becky can't contend with both Charlotte and Ronda? Like, this is really, in terms of Becky, you have a chance to really make her, or you have a chance to just absolutely kill her momentum. There is no middle ground here.
I'm going to throw some bold stuff out at you right now. Ready?
Okay.
Becky Lynch is going to win both championships at WrestleMania. But by the time we do this show next week, She's only having one. Rhea Ripley is the SmackDown Women's Champion by the time we get to this program next week. No? No?
How do you get there?
Open.
I'm intrigued. Open, how do you get there?
Open challenge on Tuesday night. Call-ups happen. She comes over, because they're in town. She wins the belt. Puts Rhea Ripley on the map. Becky goes to Raw. SmackDown gets its belt back. Bam. It won't happen, but imagine if it did. Imagine.
Is it Rhea Ripley or is it someone else?
I'm just calling Rhea Ripley.
I mean, I would be perfectly fine with Rhea Ripley, don't get me wrong. Or do you have someone like Candice LeRae show up?
You could, but I'm going for the heel, like the heel stealing the moment. And Candice isn't the heel.
Oh, I know.
So that's where I'm going. Rhea Ripley steals the moment and becomes a member of SmackDown Live.
I'd be okay with that. Like, I would be completely fine with that. And I mean, I feel like still you give Becky the moment. You have her standing at the end of WrestleMania holding up both titles, triumphant, probably bloodied up, beat up, hair's a wreck, but she's standing there holding the titles triumphant. And yeah, then it's like she's just so physically worn down from the match that, yeah, Rhea Ripley just or somebody just shows up and beats her.
Could be Shayna. Could be Shayna on Tuesday. Could be.
Shayna is another really good possibility, but it all depends on if she loses to Io or not. But I could see it being Shayna, where like Shayna comes up and gets revenge for Ronda.
Could. It could.
That would be a good story to tell.
Those are possible. I just wanted to throw it out there as a scenario. Anyway, I'm going Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. Magic 8-Ball, Becky Lynch wins titles at WrestleMania.
8-Ball!
Magic 8-Ball, does Charlotte Flair win the belts on Sunday? Okay. It's going Ronda.
I'm with Brent. It's dead to me.
It's going Ronda. Okay. It's going Ronda. Okay. Facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadio Network. At Wild Talk Radio, at Rec Radio Show. You got till 2 p.m. to get your picks in for Pick'em.
If you would like to apply to be the Magic 8-Ball on this show, please submit all applications to media@WildTalkRadio.com. Please be prepared to be yelled at and cussed at a lot.
Go to break.
That's all I'm saying. It's an occupational hazard. Anyway, we are going to take our one and only break of the evening, because yes, I'm sorry, it's such a long show. And when we come back, we are going to have the analyst and the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant regional analyst joining us as we talk all about NXT TakeOver. You don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. Yeah. No, you don't know nada. I don't know how you can see. Yeah, for these unbelievable dreams, had to do more than it seems. I speak of these things. Now I got trophies and rings. This is the victory theme. I got this. What you know about that? Work. Hey, you want this? What you know about that? Work. But now you do. I got this.
Did you know you can use support a creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop? That's R-O-C-K-N-S-O-C-K in the Fortnite item shop.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. Oh! You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Let the good times roll.
Every week, we jump into the world of
awesome
with the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs.
This one had to go out and buy all the toys. She lifted my foot up, stuffed it straight up my ass, and said, I don't care. Kid gets toys.
Yeah, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. available weekly at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
Right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, there we go, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. A big shout out to Seagull for giving us a follow and listening to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it. And, well, you're not alone because we have other guests.
We do.
The NXT analyst, TJ Omega. Well, I'm a man with a plan.
That was a cue.
A cue to what? You have the soundboard.
I hit the thing. Did it not play?
I have no music.
You have no music. Okay, you have no music. I get it. I remember this gimmick. Hold on.
Live radio, y'all.
No, radio. It's not live radio. This is not live radio. I'm not blaming this on live radio. Hold on. We're going to do this like this. Hi, everybody. Hi. I love Skype technology. It is the best technology in the world. It is. I know it. You all heard it. They didn't hear it. Okay? Because here you go. Here's the fancy ring. Okay. Now.
Cut off mid-sentence.
I know. For a purpose. I love Skype. Skype is the best program. It's like Fortnite. It does nothing wrong ever. It's the greatest of all time.
That's a lie.
When you add people to a call, it disables the ability for other people to hear sound. Makes it the greatest program of all time.
The NXT analyst, TJ Omega. Well, I'm a man with a plan.
Did you hear it that time? Maybe.
I heard it for sure.
Okay. So now, if they heard it, they're supposed to talk.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing too hard. It's just so much, just so I can hear a cue.
Yes. I know, right? This is the pain I go through. I can't yet, Ash. Waiting for Lindsay to get her house together with real internet, then we can use Discord. Until then, I can't.
Yeah. Wait about another month? And then we're probably going to switch to Discord because I can get back to my home internet because I had, in case anybody's wondering, I had something happen to my house. I'm currently getting it fixed. I move back in hopefully next month. So yeah, then I'll have reliable internet where I'm plugged into the goddamn wall instead of relying on wireless. So we have to continue to use Skype until we can switch to Discord. That's part of the problem.
We may.
You guys can hear everything because of the way that he's set up, but we can't hear it on our end. So we miss the cue. So he's going to have to cue us potentially on everything, which is just a huge pain.
Yeah, when sometimes sound doesn't work. But we're not alone and we're wasting time because we have a schedule. So this person's going to have to talk really, really fast after this.
From 20,000 leagues under the sea, the busiest shark of them all, the assistant to the assistant regional shark, intern shark Kane Kittens.
Okay, everyone, shut up. Let's get into the card now.
Take over!
Live tomorrow on the WWE Network, which means live tomorrow. We'll be live again with more live content because WrestleMania week, we're doing live content a lot.
Almost every day!
It never ends.
It's hell week, guys. It's hell week.
We are officially 5 hours into the WrestleMania pre-show already.
Yeah, we are. All right, moving on, because we have to do this relatively quickly, because Rock has a schedule, and by God, we are going to keep his schedule.
Yeah.
I'm skipping.
We're already 15 minutes behind, so let's go.
Shut up. Shut your faces. So I'm skipping the first match, because I don't want to start with it. Screw you all. So we're going to talk about the Fatal 4-Way NXT Women's Championship match. Shayna Baszler taking on Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kairi Sane for the title. My body is ready for this on a lot of levels. My ovaries are going to hurt, but it's going to be amazing.
This one can go many different ways because many different people can be called up to the main roster. There could be Shayna Baszler being called up to the main roster, which we've been thinking about for a long time. They could say, hey, Bianca's ready. We'll pull her up. Or Io or Kairi could go up as well. You have many different options.
I would keep Io and Kairi down just a little bit longer just to help them get more settled.
But imagine them against Bayley and Sasha.
Oh, it would be epic. It would be absolutely epic. I'm not saying it wouldn't be, but I'm just saying maybe keep them down there a little bit longer and send Shayna and the girls up, and then that way Rhonda can go out for a little bit and come back, and then what you could do is you could form the four horsewomen in WWE and they could run amok, and then potentially at SummerSlam you could do four horsewomen versus four horsewomen, which is the rumored match.
That's been rumored for a year and a half.
No, nothing like the present.
I mean, Ronda wasn't even signed, but they're gonna do the match. That's always been the funny rumor.
There's money in it.
It is. There is. But getting into this matchup, Omega, who's your favorite going forward in this one, coming out of it with the title?
See, you asked me for my favorite, and then I was going to say Kairi Sane, but then you said with the title, like, that changes things. Like, first and foremost, I don't see Shayna keeping the title. Like, I think it's time for her to let it go. She's held it, you know, across, you know, two reigns now. She doesn't need to hold on to it any longer. And, you know, if rumor stands and Rhonda is gone after this week, then, whatever friends coming in to pick up where she left off wouldn't be the worst booking decision as far as bringing someone up from NXT.
It wouldn't. It really wouldn't.
Like, in my mind, I'm torn. Like either finally, like in my head, either, like, I feel like the more I boil this down, I feel like this is Bianca's match to win, just because it feels like they've been holding off on her for a while now. And I'm kind of with Lindsay. I love Io Shirai. I would love for her to take away this belt, but I really want her and Kairi to face off against Bayley and Sasha, especially because they planted that seed of we're going to defend our belts everywhere, including NXT, right there. That means that match.
I can add fuel to that. Ready? Mm-hmm. NXT TakeOver San Jose is in June.
Well, we know what's happening there.
And it's a non-WWE pay-per-view weekend.
We know what's happening there.
And where's Bayley from?
San Jose.
Where did the whole thing take off with? In WrestleMania 31, this wasn't seen, but it was a house show there. It's like, you can do a big moment. That would be a cool moment. Brent, where's your head at in this one?
Omega stole my thunder.
Ha ha.
I was going to say, Rock, when you were bringing up the fact of, you know, Io and Cara, Bayley, and Sasha, I was going to go, yeah, they can do that, NXT. They said they would defend it anywhere. Honestly, and this might not sound like the popular idea, I don't know if there's really going to be many call-ups after Mania. You've already had two sets of NXT call-ups in the past 2 to 3 months, and even then, they really haven't done shit with those people.
I feel bad for EC3, because every time I see him on TV, he's staring at the camera going, why am I here?
EC3
looks like the most beefcake lost child ever.
I was going to bring up another case. They haven't done shit for someone except walk them down the goddamn aisle, turn them around, and walk them back.
To be fair, that's what she's best at.
It'll be the biggest wave in WrestleMania history, followed by the biggest dance break in WrestleMania history. Call it.
But honestly, I could see them giving the title to Bianca just because I think she could be the kind of, you know, boss-like heel or face, whatever you need her to be at the moment, apparently, with that belt. Shayna seems like she's just run roughshod over the division enough that it's time to kind of have her lose. Although, at the same time, if they aren't going to do any call-ups, I could see her lose the title and then just go apeshit on the division still, because she'll still have her girls with her, and you can, you know, have her chase a little bit now, if need be, or get them ready for that eventual call-up. But yeah, I think it's definitely time for Shayna to lose the belt. I think it'll probably be Bianca. Kari and Io are just going to be insane in this match. I don't know what we did to deserve this match, but it's going to be good. But yeah, I think it might be time for Bianca to step up and give her kind of some of that shine that they have been telegraphing for a little while.
I don't think there'll be a lot of men called up, but there could be a couple more women called up because they need to balance their roster a little bit more going forward.
Yeah, because they've used Nikki Cross so well.
Yeah, but there's focus that needs to be done.
The problem is if you call up a couple of women, let's say you call up the three horsewomen, that leaves your division with, okay, you've got Candice, you've got Io, you have Kairi, you have Bianca, then you've got Vanessa Bourne and Aaliyah, who I don't think really
You have Mia Yim. You have talent. There's enough talent in the back burner that women need to be.
Yeah.
You need a couple more women on the main roster, because at some point, we're gonna have to move away from Nia and Tamina on the main roster. We're gonna have to move away from some of the women and give Becky and Charlotte fresh opponents, because we've torn through everybody. So that's why I brought up Rhea Ripley for winning the SmackDown title on SmackDown in next week, because you're gonna need fresh talent. You don't need a lot, but you need a couple just to add something to it.
See, I see them keeping Rhea out with the UK for a little while, especially with what's happened recently with a certain signing. I think you've got a built-in feud that could go a little while with them.
You could, but to me, it'd be cool. Anyway, getting back to this match, I'm not signings. Io and Bianca are my two. I'll lean towards Bianca because points, Lindsay?
You know what? I'm going to say they give it to Bianca. She's, as much as I want the points for Io, I think it's going to be Bianca, because honestly, you had Io stand tall at the end of NXT tonight or last night, so it's probably not going to be her. And Bianca is very reminiscent of Sasha Banks when she was in NXT. Bianca's sort of doing the same thing, but not really, but it's basically the same energy of she's the best, nobody can touch her, you know, kind of thing. So you need that cocky sort of heel to have that title and take it away from Shayna. Plus you have the built-in story of Bianca and Shayna, where Bianca lost to Shayna. Shayna broke the streak, so now Bianca's got to get a revenge, and Bianca's going to get a revenge by taking her title. Io and Kari are just there to really add more sparkle and shine to an already great match. Not that they won't be wonderful, but they're really there just to sort of help Shayna and Bianca
elevate.
At this point.
They're going to help
elevate the match. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. So I think it's going to be Bianca, because again, you're not really doing anything with Shayna right now. You're just having her sort of be the bossy, bitchy heel, where Bianca very much is different. She's new. She's fresh. And so you take the title off of Shayna. Bianca humbles her a little bit, and Bianca takes over the division and sort of kicks Shayna to the curb. which could lead to another match between the two later down the line, if you wanted. Either as a rematch for the title, or like a that's how you get Shayna out of NXT, is Bianca beats her and kicks her out of NXT.
All right, so I'm going Bianca, you're going Bianca, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Omega, you're going
Bianca.
Brent, you're going
clean sweep.
8-Ball, will Bianca Belair win the NXT Women's Championship at NXT TakeOver? Okay, it says asking later. Will Shayna Baszler keep the title at TakeOver? Better not. Will Io...
Just tell us, you lying whore!
Will Io win the title? Don't count on it. So, Sane is winning. Yay, okay, moving on. God, I hate this 8-Ball tonight. Next.
Being such a pain in the
it
butt.
It is.
You have to remember to ask about Bianca again later.
Okay. Side note, I also want Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks at some point. I need that in my life. Very much. I just need that promo battle in my life.
It'll happen.
All the reasons.
It'll happen one day. All right, what's next?
Up next, now we're going to talk about it. The WWE UK title is on the line. You're reigning, defending, permanent champion at this point. Peter Dunne is taking on the massive, epic ring general. That's the only way I know how to describe him. Walter. This dude is a beast. He beats people up for fun. I believe this is the first time Pete and Walter have met in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the indies. I think they've met before, but these two are going to beat the crap out of each other for this title.
I don't know what the story is. Don't watch NXT UK. Don't have time to. All I know is it's going to be really, really good. And Walter is going to end the streak. Walter's going to be your United Kingdom champion. Omega?
It's kind of hard to argue. Walter's coming in with more hype than anyone from WWE NXT UK. Like he's one of the biggest indie names in the UK that they've ever signed. And yeah, he's supposed to be this just indomitable mountain of an athlete.
Mountain
he looks it.
Man.
So they need to book it that way.
He's a mountain of a man. He's a monster among men. He's Vladimir
No. Shame
don't
on you.
Don't insult him. Good lord.
Same chin.
The part.
No, rude.
You apologize for that.
Nope.
I view him as like a young William Regal on the Captain America Super Soldier Serum.
That is the weirdest description I think I've ever heard in my life.
Nerd.
Nerd alert. Big ass nerd alert. Brian?
How do you even follow that shit?
Just make a pick. Just make a pick, man.
Honestly, Dunn has held the belt for, 10 years now?
Yep.
As long as he's almost been alive.
He won it when he was 8.
Yeah. No, it's time. So Dunn's had the belt forever. They can give him the chance to chase it, or you give, Bate or whoever else needs to have a chance at the title. Dunn needs to get it off of him, let him grow a little bit more, and plus that way you just have this freak of nature dominate the division a little bit himself.
So it's Walter, Lindsay, Walter.
It's time. As much as it's going to kill my team, as much as I want the points, I don't see how Pete is going to beat Walter. I just don't. And it will be good to get the title off of Pete. Give him a rest. Give him a break. He's been champion almost 2 years. And we were talking about this before the show, where Pete has been a part of establishing the brand. He's been the brand champion, where he goes out there and does the press for UK. And he takes the title everywhere. And he makes sure it's visible. And he has done a wonderful job doing that. He's been a superb champion. Done everything ever asked of him. But it's time. You can't expect Pete to forever have the title, because I feel like at some point they're going to move Pete on. They could move all of British Strong Style on out of the UK out of UK to the US or wherever, because Trent Seven's not getting any younger, and then there's Tyler and there's Pete. And Pete's starting to hit his stride, really starting to hit his stride. And so now it's, if you're going to do it with him, you do it now, whatever you're planning to do. I don't know what that is, whether it's in the UK, whether it's in the US, whatever. Seeing as Pete just had a baby his girlfriend had a baby not that long ago. I don't know if he's going to be moving to the US, but that's not the point.
I was going to say, he looks great for having a baby.
I know, right? Yeah. He lost all that baby weight. No.
Well, if he defended the belt while pregnant, man.
Yeah.
Maybe he can beat Walter.
Can
I change my pick now? Can I change my pick now? No.
No. No, you can't change your pick. Damn. No. I just, as much as it's going to pay me to say it, it's going to be Walter. Walter has so much hype, and they did so much to sign him because he didn't want to sign with WWE. Or supposedly, that's the story, until UK got announced, and then suddenly it was like, oh, hey, he's ready to come now, because realistically, the dude does not want to leave Europe. He doesn't want to go anywhere else but where he's at.
What, I don't have to move? Sweet. Sign me up.
Yeah. That was the one drawback, was he didn't want to move to Florida. He didn't want to do it. Like, he was willing to sign, but he did not want to move to Florida to sign with WWE. So it was either main roster or bust. So when they opened the territory in UK, he was like, okay, all right, I'll come on board. So yeah, Walter is established. He's a beast. He's going to beat the crap out of Pete. Pete's going to beat the crap out of Walter. We're just going to have a fight. And I'm on board for all of this. But ultimately, your new UK champion will be Walter.
Hey, Bob, will Walter win the WWE UK Championship tomorrow at TakeOver? Very doubtful.
All right. Maybe he gets a little help.
There you go.
It's possible.
Next.
All right. This should be a quickie pick. NXT Tag Team Championship. War Raiders versus Aleister Black and Ricochet.
War Raiders.
Does anybody here think that Aleister Black and Ricochet are going to win this match?
I think the fans will win. Could be a really good match. Really, really good.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. But does anybody here realistically believe that the War Raiders are going to lose?
No.
Well, you know, okay, here's the plan. What they're going to do is they're going to unify the NXT.
No.
Yes, I entirely believe that these guys who are making a huge splash on Raw and SmackDown simultaneously are actually going to wear the NXT tag belts now. Sure.
Not you know, happen. They survive beatdowns from other people to stand tall on Raw, stand tall on SmackDown. Same thing's going to happen on Friday. That's all.
No. So, will the War Raiders retain on tomorrow? It is decidedly so. There you go.
There we go.
Next.
Even the A-ball.
Alrighty. This next match, Rock knows what I'm going to be talking about. I will tell you two after we get off the call, and we are not on the air anymore because I can't say it on the air, but this match is not helping what I told you before about Matt Riddle, Rock.
I know.
Velveteen Dream versus Matt Riddle for the North American Championship.
We can quite frankly say it's going to be lit.
Rock, I hate you guys so much right now. I absolutely hate you.
It's going to be good. Velveteen Dream is going to be very, very extra. It's going to be very, very over the top. I can't wait for Matt Riddle's face to be all over the Velveteen Dream's pants.
I was going to say, what entrance is he going to do this time? Because we've had the Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
We've had two Hogan.
Oh, yeah, we've had two Hogan. We've had classic Hulkamania and NWO Hogan.
Do the Ken Shamrock. Do it.
Comes out as Brock Lesnar.
Do the Brock, whatever. Because it's an MMA guy. So you gotta be an MMA person. Be Ken Shamrock, the world's most dangerous man. Come on, do it. Wear the red tights and everything. Do it. Be a thing.
He comes out, looks down, and punches himself in the face while he gets into the ring.
Yeah. Yeah, why not?
Jesus.
Why not?
What
you want to be Dan Severn?
The world's most dangerous dream.
He could be.
He could. It could happen.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I kinda wanna see that now.
Oh Lord. Alright. They did the NWO style of Hogan entrance, yeah. Without the music, but yeah, they did. This could be really good, really bad. There's no really in between. Can we say that? Because it's these two guys. They're really good, but they can also be really off because it's two different styles.
It all depends on how they mix. It really, really, really does. I feel like Dream, his goal is always to go out there and look the best that he possibly can. And I feel like Riddle is kind of the same way. I'm sure they've been practicing this and they've been trying to figure out a way to mesh they're two individual styles, but we'll have to see if they've succeeded at it or not. But yeah, this can be lit.
Will this be lit, Omega?
I'm sorry, I'm still cringing.
What, bro? What?
I am not your bro.
My soul hurts.
Bro.
Like, you have one left.
Point.
No, this should be really, really good. Like, mm-hmm. these two do have very different styles. They're both unorthodox, but sometimes that makes a really, really interesting match.
It does.
You know, it's... You could say that about pretty much any two wrestlers you want to throw together, you know, unless they literally are like carbon copy of each other's style. That, well, could be really good, could be really bad, depends on how it goes. Well, yeah, I could probably say that about a lot.
But this could be Alistair Dream. This could be Dream and Ohno.
But Ohno's not involved.
I know, but you know what I mean. It could go either way. Terms of quality. What do you think,
Brent? Oh no, and Dream wasn't bad.
It had moments. It
wasn't really good either.
It had some sloppiness. And...
Honestly, at this point, I have faith in the Dream. Like, I don't really have to doubt him at this point. I think he's more than earned a level of trust as far as performing in this match.
I feel like Dream is on the short list to go up. They're just sort of got him in a holding pattern right now. Like, there are several people like that on the roster that they're essentially in a holding pattern. They're not doing anything with them, but they're trying to keep them relevant. So when they do go up to TV, they're ready to go. So like Shayna, I think, is there. Dream is there. Alistair and Ricochet were there, but they're on their way up. I think they're trying to now go back to doing more of a soft launch with people as opposed to just pulling them directly out of NXT and depleting the roster. They're now going to have people go back and forth and do both for a while. So it could be that we see something like that with Dream, where he sort of gets a soft launch on the main roster after Mania, or he could continue to be in the holding pattern. We don't know.
I feel like Dream's one of the people you leave in NXT where he can do his own thing without getting lost in the mid-card shuffle and still, you know, elevate the brand. Because they got plenty of time with Dream, you know, very young, as I've heard. Yeah.
What? Wait.
He's only 24.
Wait, he's that young? Wow, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
They've never told us.
No.
I didn't even know he had a birthday. Like, I assumed he came out of a WWE cloning vat somewhere. No, but Dream's one of those guys that you can leave in NXT and build the brand on. And again, the one thing about his age, you know, it does make me worry about going too fast with the Dream. Like, I really want him to be something huge in WWE someday. I don't want them to send him up to the main roster and make a huge deal out of him and maybe risk his ego going out of control. We've seen that. It's not pretty.
Mm-mm.
All right, Brett, who you got?
Okay, I won't give any analysis.
This is your point. This goes.
Honestly.
All right, next person. Omega, what's your thoughts? Who you got? No, kidding, Brett, go.
I hate you.
I'm so confused.
I was going to say, when Hunter was on the call a little while ago and he said, some people are made for certain brands, in my mind, Dream is made for NXT. He's made for that environment, that's, you know, that intimate environment where the fans just go nuts for you. I think if they move him right now, and this is going to sound horrible, he's going to become gold dust.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they'll go right there.
They will turn him into that really enigmatic, weird, we don't know what the hell to do with him. We'll put him in the mid card, and he'll stay there. And
he'll be Bray. He'll go Bray 2.0.
Kind of.
He'll go Adam Rose 2.0.
That too.
It'll be something that I think the first one or two times he appears, people will find it kind of, you know, it's kind of kitsch, kind of fun, and then yeah, it'll just be, oh, he'll come out, do this weird little thing, and then he'll lose in, you know, 5 minutes to Drew Galloway.
McIntyre.
Because you need to feed Galloway or Bobby Lashley, someone.
McIntyre. His name's McIntyre. Get it right. McIntyre.
Well, like, whatever. The big Scottish cycle
match. How's he going to job to Galloway when he's in AEW?
So.
Hang on.
But I think it's one of those things.
Hang on. That's Gallows. Never mind. It's late. I've had a day.
It's one of those things where, also, I think if Dream stayed down for a couple more months, even a year, he could become the absolute face of the company. They could give him a run with the NXT title. And then when you need to do a call-up to kind of shake things up, that's when you can bring him in and kind of have him be a spotlight for that. I think if you call him up now, it's just, hey, it's a guy from NXT.
Especially right now. All right, so who's winning this matchup, Brent?
To me, it's Dream. He just got the belt. Riddle, I think Riddle could lose this match, especially in a weird way, and it's not going to hurt him at all. Even if it's, you know, Dream kind of outsmarts him just a little bit, you can drag this on a little bit longer and have, you know, Riddle try to figure out a way to beat this enigmatic star. Because right now, Riddle's kind of gone in and just had his way with whoever he's fought. I think he needs a challenge.
Mega, who wins?
Velveteen. He's too recent with that belt, and like Riddle, I think they need to slow down on here a little bit. He needs to hit a wall here.
Lindsay, who wins?
Velveteen. I feel like it's going to kill his momentum. I mean, I agree with that. Riddle needs a challenge. Velveteen needs a challenge. You could do a longer term feud with these two because they are such polar opposites. And what I don't like what they do with Dream, especially with all his other past interests, let's call them that, is it's kind of a one and done. I think the only extended one was probably Alistair. And so to have him have a more long-term feud, get him on TV more, get Riddle doing something, that will be really good. So to have Dream beat Riddle would really rattle Riddle. And, you know, maybe we get something a little bit different other than the bro.
Well, let me tell you something, bro.
So, yeah. So, I don't see a reason to take the title off of Dream. He's doing fine with it. It was a long time coming for him. And maybe the holding pattern, instead of him going up, is him getting the main title.
And
they wanted to get past Gargano and Ciampa. And once they got past that, then they could potentially move people around. But now with the whole Ciampa situation, they've been kind of sort of forced to play their hand a little bit.
And here's my pick. Matt Riddle, for that reason. Because the Dream is going for the main belt going forward. You put Riddle with the North America title, and then have Dream focus in on the main title. So I'm going Riddle, they're going Dream. 8-ball, is Velveteen Dream winning tomorrow? You may rely on it. Okay. Final match.
The Lone Wolf.
Alrighty, and in a best 2 out of 3 falls match for the NXT Championship, the one that's going to make the internet absolutely lose its mind, and they're going to be covered with a certain adult substance after it's over.
Beer. Ew. She's talking about beer. 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 Beer.
Johnny Gargano takes on Adam Cole for the NXT Championship.
Beer, not weed. Weed's not sticky. Beer. It's beer. They're going to be covered in beer.
You know, something's just going to come along.
Beer. Beer.
Freezing!
Beer.
Freezing!
Beer. Beer. She's talking about beer.
So, you know that picture of Randy Marsh from South Park where...
He's covered in beer.
Where he's drinking a lot of beer?
Are we finished yet?
I don't know. You tell me.
Wait. God damn it.
Did you Did you just realize that that's what we were talking about the whole time?
No.
No.
I know exactly what it was. I just chose the wrong phrasing.
Let's realize this now.
That depends on your point of view.
Brent just spilled his beer a little early.
Premature fermentation.
Anyway, back to the match at hand. So this is a replacement match for Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa for the title, because sadly Tommaso did have to have surgery and he did relinquish the title. So unfortunately we don't get the epic conclusion to the Johnny Tommaso story, and we may never get it according to rumor, depending on what you hear, which would be unfortunate. But this will still be very, very good. This will still be entertaining as hell. Who wants to go first on this?
Brent, go first. Good job, Brent.
As I just took a bite, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, first off, I would just like to apologize for Tommaso Ciampa. That is not my fault, although I guess it kind of is.
Yeah.
Kind of rob people on that.
Stop breaking him at bad times.
I don't mean to. It just kind of happens. No, this is going to be a fantastic match. This is Johnny's road to finally trying to get that title. You've got Adam stepping in. Well, fighting his way in, essentially, but stepping in to kind of fill that void. What what we were hoping was going to be the main event of this and kind of trying to get that feel-good moment is now going to turn into a really good fucking match. And the, I don't know, as much, this kind of relates back to what you guys were talking about with the Mania picks. It feels a little telegraphed to the point where I don't know if they're going to fulfill it.
It's earmarked for Johnny. This is earmarked for Johnny. He finally gets it. He got rid of Ciampa. He finally gets his moment. He finally gets the belt.
But at the same time, does it feel cheapened with the fact that it isn't Tommaso?
Yeah,
it doesn't feel special.
Yes.
Slaying the demon of him.
It doesn't feel special.
But I have to ask this question. How many more times can you have Johnny go for the title and lose before people lose all interest in that? At some point, you have to have Johnny win the title. This was earmarked for Johnny to beat Tommaso and win the title. And unfortunately, in typical Tommaso fashion, let's go with that, Tommaso slipped out of Johnny's grasp once again, and Johnny's not going to be able to slay that demon. Now, that doesn't mean that later on down the line, they can't have Tommaso come back if he comes back and they do the match. But for right now, it's Tommaso's out of the way. There's the title. And the only person between Johnny Gargano and the title is Adam Cole. And that's the story that they're telling. So it's, do you have Adam Cole win the title and take it out from under Johnny Gargano? Or do you have Johnny finally win the big one and he brings home the title in a essentially a hollow victory because it's not Tommaso? Like, it means something to him because this is what he's wanted. This is what he's chased after for years at this point. And he's finally gotten to it, but he wanted it to be Tommaso.
Do we remember that Johnny was called up to the main roster and then was never mentioned again once Ciampa got hurt on being on the main roster? I mean, that was a thing. That's sort of a thing. I don't know. It's earmarked for Johnny Omega. It is. But is it really going to be a thing?
This has been going too long. I mean, it hasn't always been about Ciampa. Like, that's of course been the main focus. It's been his main antagonist. But honestly, it's been his pursuit of the NXT championship, above all. It's just happened to be Ciampa standing in his way most of the time for that. So it depends on how you view it. Yes, it is disappointing that we aren't going to see the finale of what is probably the best storyline WWE has told in the last decade. Like, this has been going on since 2017, and they still did such a good job keeping it fresh, keeping it interesting.
Injuries played a big factor in that.
Injuries did, but they recovered well from that.
But that's why it stayed fresh, because they had a year where he wasn't around.
Well, yes, but even when he was not around, they still had hints of it, like Zelina throwing the DIY shirt in Johnny. There were little things to keep it going, even though someone was injured, that it was still fresh in your mind.
But at the same time, that's what evolves the story from, Ciampa and Gargano to Gargano and the NXT championship, because he can feud with Almas for the belt. And, there's very little involvement from Ciampa until he, comes out and whacks Gargano with a crutch, but still you have two different stories lines here. It's unfortunate that Superman doesn't get to defeat Doomsday like he's been after for so long, but that doesn't mean it's his only enemy, and it doesn't mean it's the only path toward, like, the finale of the story.
All right, let's go around the horn. Who wins Sunday Omega?
I feel like they've been dangling the carrot for too long. I think it has to be Gargano at this point.
I should say Friday. Brent, who wins tomorrow?
Yeah, in the end, if he doesn't win the belt here, I think it just does too much damage for him. It's got to be Johnny's time, and then you have Candace celebrate that moment with him to end the show.
Lindsay, who wins?
It's Johnny's moment, but it's not going to be a long reign.
Let's be different. Adam Cole wins tomorrow.
Why must she be contrary? I mean,
if that happens, points.
Because why not?
Say his name right.
No. Anyway.
Say it.
8-Ball, will Adam Cole win the title tomorrow? 8-Ball says nope, so Johnny Gargano is winning. That's it. I think that's it. We're done.
I think that does it. So plug away.
Omega, do your plugs.
So if you want to follow me on the social medias, you can do so at TJ Reviews over on Facebook, TJ Omega over on Twitter, TJ Omega on YouTube, TJOmega.net for a whole bunch of videos YouTube doesn't like, and yeah, various other places under the name TJ Omega. I'm everywhere.
You can find them on MySpace, JDate, Farmers Only.
Wait a minute.
I thought that was Brent.
How do you know about that account?
Shh. Anyway, Brent, plug your stuff. What's a tender?
Unlike
what's tender? There you go.
You don't need to know.
Unlike Omega, who's all across the internet, I only have one place that you can find me, and that's Twitter, at Kane Kittens. Most of the other times, I'm in the basement of my building doing work. By the way, the total count is 1,992 days.
Oh my god, dude.
What is wrong with you?
I am a week away from hitting 2,000. I honestly didn't think it would get to that point, but now... Rock, Cal Ripken is next.
No!
At what point does the FBI have to get involved in this?
What point does the state get involved in this?
I work for the state.
I'm pretty sure it's not legal, though.
Alright, anyway, continuing on. Tomorrow we'll be live once the NXT TakeOver is over. Because that's a thing. Saturday night, midnight-ish at CB Radio. Sunday night at... ungodly midnight-ish on Sunday night, we'll have the Wrestle Talk Radio review of WrestleMania.
Oh God,
it's gonna be a
oh no,
it's gonna be a late one.
Oh no,
yeah.
You have fun with that. Good luck.
God, I had no voice last weekend because I was sick. I'm gonna have no voice by the end of this weekend. But Monday night, there'll be a Raw post show, hopefully with a voice, 11 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, to review WrestleMania. You can check out the Rack Extra Reviews, The Miz and Mrs. Season 1, Episode 7, now available. Episode 8 will be available on Tuesday night, once Miz and Mrs. ends. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Rack Radio Show on iTunes, Google Podcast, Stitcher. Use credit code RockTalk in the Fortnite item shop. Make sure you follow, subscribe right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, for Omega, for Brent, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And last but certainly not least, don't forget to enjoy all the events this weekend, whether you're going to any of the shows or you're watching them on TV. Enjoy the crap out of them because, again, this happens once a year and it's always super duper fun when it does. So, everybody, stick around because I think we're doing Fortnite with friends for a little while. We have to discuss.
I asked the question. Are we? No, we'll discuss it now. Are we doing it? Yes, we all in?
Loading
are we all in?
In?
Loading. I'm in.
Okay, so we'll be back in 2 minutes for the live broadcast. We'll see you next week right here for The Rock, right? Right? Yeah?
Yep. Till then, bye!
Watch me make them bow. One by one. You should see me in a crowd. Your silence is my favorite sound. Watch me make them bow. One by one.
WildTalkRadio.com.